Extra, Elvis is still dead. Stay tuned for Unnews. August 2010, Memphis, Tennessee. Candles flickered as a throng of Elvis fans made a seamless transition from basking in reflected glory at his concerts to basking in reflected glory at his memorial service, 33 years after the superstar's death. Fans from around the world came to Graceland, his former home, Sunday night for the annual vigil, their gray ponytails bouncing in unison as his trademark ballads played over loudspeakers. Fan Thomas Hollis, 52, said he thought of his wife who passed away in May from cancer. Quote, "This vigil is kind of like for Elvis and kind of like for her too," unquote, said the resident of Louisville, Kentucky, kind of like poignantly. As night fell, fans moved from Graceland to the street, which police closed to traffic. Children wrote messages in chalk, reading, "We miss Elvis," and "Elvis Lives 2010. God saw them but did not grant the media an interview. Wim Postmus traveled from the Netherlands. The 47-year-old fan said Elvis's music lifts him when he's depressed, such as when he recently lost his job in financial administration. He said, quote, "It doesn't matter, I saved for the trip," unquote. By comparison, government payments will tide him over as he proves his financial acumen to future employers. Shelley Somerville flew from Australia with her husband for their honeymoon. Quote, "There's a calming feeling around Elvis," unquote, said the 31-year-old administrative assistant, as opposed to the feelings anywhere in Australia. It is not unusual for fans to keep traveling to recapture past emotions at rock concerts, but the Elvis ceremonies are unique in that the artist never performs. This has been Unnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.